information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh, thank God.
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey, and welcome to this week's Criticast. My name is Larry, and welcome to the 60th episode of the Criticast. And this week, well, some of the topics of attack queen later on, should you or should you not spank your child in light of a new law? And later on, mourning someone who you love who dies, you know, like a spouse, a lover, and that sort of thing. Music from Simba Tags, Reverb 7 in them. I've also got Sissy Ante. And later on, a brand new track from Sani Makalima. The name is Larry. Listen to the Criticast. The first thing I'll talk about this week is the big accident that took place on the Harare Nyamapande Road. Yeah, two buses sideswiped each other, and 25 people died. Yeah, 21 on the spot, and the rest died. Three were declared dead on arrival at the hospital, and one other person, well, they died later. So that was sad. It was incredibly sad. And then the Minister of Transport, Albert Mpofu, came out and said, we need to review speed laws in this country. And I'm just thinking, oh, wait a minute. We need to deal with a lot more other things. Of course, speed is an issue. Let's face it. Regulation should be there to make sure that buses have that speed limiter thing that is installed with them and that you come with law. But, you know, one thing that's got to be sorted out is the state of the roads. And by state of the roads, I'm not talking just about the potholes. For these two buses to have sideswiped each other, it means that there's only one single lane going either way. So the chances of something of that sort happening are heightened by the fact that the roads are so, so narrow. Yeah. Anyway, the other news that came out this week, the International Labour Organization in its World Economic and Social State, or whatever it is, report, it came out and said that unemployment in Zimbabwe is a measly 5.42%. And some people are like, nah, not possible. But you've got to understand the definition of employment by the International Labour Organization. It says that one has to be employed for a certain period. So it could be a day, it could be a week, and so forth, to be classified as unemployed. So, you know, we could easily have that high level of employment, because some people are self-employed and that sort of thing. But in reality, the real issue in Zimbabwe is underemployment rather than unemployment at all. Something sad that happened this week: a baby was dumped in Greendale by a church, a Roseville church, and was found by Father Manganga. The child is in the what's the name of this hospital? Paradenyato, in the Pimbuyane under maternity ward. She's named Mary. Yeah, well, that was going to happen. Mary's at least she's alive. So, yeah, well, we're thankful for small mercies. And then also what happened this week, the stuff that happened in South Africa, how creepy is that? So, Soweto unrest happening in South Africa, xenophobia attacks, and that should be a scary time for Zimbabweans or any foreign nationals in South Africa. Anyway, how did this all start, you might be asking? Well, a Pakistani shop owner shot a 14-year-old boy and his teenage friend who were robbing his shop, allegedly. And so, yeah, that resulted in all sorts of things happening, and people being accused of wanting to kill local children and stuff like that, and some foreign nationals have been killed. A sad story: the 74-year-old man who was a Malawian whose stomach was gutted, and he was burnt alive. So yeah, that was just sad. I mean, don't do that, you know. DJ Euphonic on his Twitter say there's something seriously wrong with the country. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, and then also the second last news this week: Amara Brown friend zoned Rocky. She put a post on Facebook talking about Rocky's video and referred to him as her friend. Yes, just friends. Being friend zoned coming from that other zone, it's just like weird. Yeah, it's just weird. I'm just like, you know, you were in that zone, and then, yeah. Yeah, anyway. And then finally, congratulations to Tongai Chirisa. Yeah, remember him? He was Chief Inspector Trevor Davies or somebody, I don't know, whatever it was. It was Studio 263. And, well, he's landed a role in an American, autobiographical comedy show called The Jim Gaffigan Show. That'll be showing on TV Land, and a week later on, what's his channel? Comedy Central. Yeah. Congratulations to him. He's doing great work. He's also in the Whitney Houston movie. He plays Barry Houston or something like that. Yeah, so yeah. Shout out to him. Yeah, so yeah. Coming up on the other side, we're talking about that law about not spanking kids. Did you see that? Crazy.
Playing today's best music. Playing today's best music. Best music. Best music.
Yeah, that is an absolutely beautiful song from a man by the name of Sunny Makalima. The track is called Mashoko. I can see myself singing to that. Oh, it's a beautiful song. The name is Larry. Listen to the Kudicast. And now what I'm going to talk about is there's a law that came out of this past, it's not a law really. It's a clarification of the Constitution. Now, there was a high court case in which some guy who was like underage was found guilty of raping someone who was underage and was sentenced to, being struck, or corporal punishment, if you want to call it that. And so the High Court came out and said, no, you can't do corporal punishment anymore because it's against the Constitution. So we thought, okay, maybe it's just the penal system, you know. Yeah, lashings. It's just weird. It's like, you know, it's like weird. Mm-hmm. We hear it coming out of, you know, countries like Sharia laws and things like that. So we don't have those sort of laws. So anyway, we thought, okay, that was it, finishing class. Only we to find out in the judgment that they said, well, you know, corporal punishment in the home, you know, that's smacking your kids, is something that should be deemed illegal according to the Section 53 of the Constitution. The new Constitution says that people should not be subjected to torture and all that sort of thing. So, you know, cruelty, something else that say this. So, I don't know, some people then started saying, okay, or rather that judgment ended up extending and saying there's something that's going to be taken to the Constitutional Court and people are going to have a conversation about it. And maybe now there's going to be a statutory instrument that's going to be used to say, okay, you cannot smack your child at home. Yeah. So anyway, the discussion is, should the corporal punishment be allowed in the home? Or is the Constitution right in saying, or rather, the interpretation of the Constitution right in saying that in the home nothing should happen? Now, this divides opinion because you're talking about a generation which grew up and had parents that smacked them. And they said, you know, I came out fine, there was nothing wrong. And then there are others that said, no, I was traumatized by the smacking of my parents. And across the divide, it's different. There are liberals that come and say, okay, this is the day and age, you should just really talk to your child. And I'm of the opinion that I'm not sure because, well, I'm pretty sure of what my ideologies are, but I don't know what should be the ideology for everybody out there. What I do know is different kids respond to different forms of stimulants. So there are kids who, if you smack them, they get it. And some who what you call it, if you don't smack them and you just have a conversation with them, they get it. It's like, let's talk about it this way. In the grown-up world, if someone, you know, does something like criminal. You know, if the law simply says you can't do something, you kind of just accept it. You're like, okay, you can't steal. That's done. But there's some people who might need a custodial sentence with a rehabilitation and that sort of thing in order to get it in their head that you cannot steal. So there are different ways. And some people don't steal because it's wrong. And there's some people who don't steal simply because they might get arrested. So, I don't know, it's something that, that would divide opinion. The people who say, I don't need it to raise kids in my life, and that's the thing. What I do have a problem with is abuse, and that is psychological. Sometimes you just decide, okay, we cannot smack children, but you can psychologically abuse a child. So that is just not done. So, you know, if you're going to smack a kid so much that they think that they're being getting a proper beat down rather than it's something that's disciplinary, and they understand why it's happening, whether it's physical or not, then, you know, there's progress. I don't know. It's just a weird thing. I don't know. I don't have any kids yet that I know of. So, yeah. Yep, that I know of.
Check left channel. Check right channel. Ah, fuck it. Just play another hit.
Yeah, that is the music of Sissy Yanti, all the way from South Africa. This is Zimbabwe in South Africa. Oh, you should check out her thighs on the video. Oh my God, those thighs are life. Yeah, she features a guy by the name of Moni, all the way from Nigeria. The track is called Vaya Kadumba. On the other side, I'm going to talk about something really sad. How to deal with if you lose somebody that you love. And I'm talking about a lover, so what happens? How do you deal with the grief? The name is Larry. You listen to the Quidicast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, shout out to DJ C-Mac for his top 5. He'll be back with another top 5 next week. The name is Larry. You're listening to the Quidicast. And the last thing I'm going to talk about this week has got to do with grieving. So let's say you got someone that you love. And I say love, I'm not talking about agape, like, or family love, or whatever it is, brotherly love, whatever they call it, philia, whatever. I'm talking essentially about someone who's intimate in your space, somebody who's intimately involved in your life. It might be your girlfriend, boyfriend, it could be your husband or your wife, whatever it is. So they die. And, you know, it's especially difficult way of grieving. So I came up with 6 things that could help the grieving process. And the 6 things are as follows. The first thing you need to do, most important thing that you need to do first and foremost, is to acknowledge the fact that the person has died. One of the things that is the biggest thing, and as far as trying to deal with the situation, is denial. So the moment you accept that the situation has happened and this is what you find yourself in, that's the first stage towards progress. The next thing, embrace the pain of the loss. Okay, it's not natural. You've got to understand that your grief is unique. This is not something that that somebody else has gone through. Somebody could have gone through a similar thing, but embrace your personal loss. It's okay to feel the pain. And, you know, it's a deep thing. It's difficult to understand. You may be shocked. It's a shock to the system, essentially. Next thing, remember the person that you've lost. Be okay with the past. Be okay with the experiences that you had with them. You know, remember them, treasure the moments, okay? And that don't try. Some people want you to forget the person that you did, and they think that's part of getting over this difficult situation. But no, that's not the way you do it. Remember the person, cherish the moments, and, you know, take stock of the relationship that you had, and feel the love that you had with it, all the moments that you had with it. Understand them, create a context about them, because until you deal with the past, you cannot look forward to future relationships. It's that simple. Also, develop a new form of self-identity. We're often defined by relationships, and some people may be in denial about that. So you need to start taking a deliberate look at, you know, how you define your new identity. You need to start reconfiguring yourself. It gets confusing at times because this person played a specific role in your life. Supposing there's a child now that is left, you need to start taking over the role that the other person did. It might be financially, it might be spiritually, it might be emotionally, whatever it is. So you need to create a new form of self-identity. And you might struggle with it, and it might be confusing. You might feel like a teenager or a child, because it's all confusing. But it's okay. It's towards creating that self-identity, and that's all part of the process. Also, search for meaning. Sometimes you need to confront your own spirituality. Sometimes you're sitting there asking yourself, "Why did it happen? And why did it happen to me?" And all that sort of thing. And maybe you begin to lose faith or whatever it is. Confront the spirituality, okay? And deal with it. Remember, one of the things you need to understand is that this is a stop in a conversation. This is like going in the middle of a sentence and it suddenly stops and it doesn't necessarily make sense. So you need to start to, you know, dealing with your spirituality. And then finally, receive support from your friends. Talk it out. Talk to people, you know, and just if somebody wants to be there for you, don't shut them out. Let them be there for you and start having the conversation with them. Yeah, and with that, I say thank you very much for joining me on this week's Quiddicast. The name is Larry. If you want to get in touch with me, the email address is info@larryquiddirai.com, or you get in touch with me via Twitter at Quiddirai, or you could also get in touch with me via my website, www.larryquiddirai.com. Quiddirai has got a Y-I at the end. And I leave you listening to a brand new track from Viva Observant, Simba Tags, and Tim Diamond. The track is called Na Na Na. The name is Larry. It's been the Quiddicast. Take care of yourself.
Sister will.
Hey, babe, you wanna go out?